You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, ready to go to the phones? Yeah,
packed.
Lines
thank you, guys.
Are full.
Packed.
Quick note to everybody who's on hold. We ask this every time, and only about 60% of people give us our wish, Julie. But we say, even if we get a winner before you, don't hang up because we still want to talk to you. And yesterday, something like 2 out of 3 people hung up. It's like, oh,
don't do that. Jerks.
That's right, Julie. That's what we say.
It's a little jerkish. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you take the time to call in. Hang on.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
Yeah.
Julie, impress me with your weekend plans.
I'm not working. So I think one of my sons has some basketball games.
Yeah. We've got one of those tomorrow.
I have 2 on Sunday, actually, and I have actually 1 tonight.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of basketball.
2 sons, so, yeah.
That's a lot. So that's it, huh? Just basketball is your fun?
Time of year, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to reject. I'm going to reject your answer to impress us with your weekend plans.
It doesn't sound fun.
That's what I'm rejecting it.
It is fun. They're a really fun team. My son's a freshman, so.
All right.
What
are you doing for yourself? What's Julie? Julie do for Julie?
Oh, gosh.
Nothing, huh?
It's been so long.
You need a night out.
Come on, Julie.
You need a date
night. Maybe, yeah.
You need a date night.
This was a topic on our show about 2 years ago where I was preaching at parents that get so wrapped up in everything with their kids. And when you start asking the parents, what do you do for yourself? They go like,
nothing.
I'm like, that's not right.
Hey,
I mean,
I get trapped into it too, Julie. We do a lot for our kids.
But I think it's a healthy thing to raise children so that they see that adults can have their own adult time.
You do need to have date nights.
That's healthy.
Important so
yeah some of us basketball moms go to dinner like once or twice.
See, that's good.
Without the children.
Okay,
but do you sit there and talk about your kids the whole time?
My kids though.
no we don't actually. No
Well then that's good.
Talk about how your husband doesn't help out at the house enough and stuff like that.
I mean, that's a given, but we talked about maybe starting a book club to have a better excuse to go out to dinner, but...
Yeah, that's drinking more than dinner, too, by the way.
Only about half of the people drink, so...
Oh, you got to get away from that group, then.
You need more alcoholic friends is what you need.
Yes, you do.
No, but they can drive, then, and then you don't have to spend money on
that.
Uber.
There is that.
Yeah. All right.
All right, let's play the game.
All right, you want to play Rattle Off with us, Julie?
Yes.
Everybody who's on hold, what are they supposed to do, even if you get it, Julie?
Stay on the line to talk to these wonderful boys.
That's right. That's very kind of you. Very sweet.
I like the way you said it. Like,
these are wonderful boys, eh?
Yeah.
A little Italian there.
All right, here we go. You have 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples. Your letter is S, as in sentence, sandwich, S. All right?
Okay.
10 seconds. We want 5 animals. That begin with the letter S. Types of animals that begin with an S. In 10 seconds, Julie. Ready? And
okay.
Go.
Snakes, spiders, snails, skinks, skunks.
A what?
What was the fourth one? A skink?
What's a skink?
I've heard of that.
They're like a, I guess a lizard, or I think they're a lizard, not an amphibian, but...
I'm going to look it up.
There's like blue skinks.
Oh, we go to hell.
Yeah,
look at that.
I've heard of those
the
before.
The blue-tongued skink.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
They're creepy looking. Now, are we going to accept spiders and snails?
Kids.
Yes, we are.
Those are insects.
They're part of the animal kingdom.
A snail?
It's part of the animal kingdom.
All right.
We didn't say mammals.
All right, it's fine.
I say you're a ding-dang... Winner!
Winner!
So exciting.
Isn't this great?
You sound pretty thrilled, I'll tell you
that.
You
need a nap, Julie.
It is. This is wonderful.
Okay. Well, it's wonderful talking to you. I'm going to put you on hold. And look at this, Julie. When you called everybody a jerk if they hung up, not one person hung up.
Well, because they don't want to, because you have their name, so.
Yeah, we know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here they are. They're Joshua, Lindsay, Brittany, Caitlin, and Sharon.
They sound like they're going to be very exciting calls.
Well, I hope they have a little more energy than some people.
Thank you.
Julie, go take a nap.
And do something without those kids and other kids' moms. Do something that's just not kid-related at all.
Well, I think my prize, they won't want to go to. So.
No, yeah, you go to that.
Good. Find a friend that's not a basketball mom and just go. All right?
Okay.
And tear it up.
Bye, Julie.
Hold on. Don't go away. Josh is going to tell you about those prizes. Oh, one of them hung up. It was Joshua. Joshua's a jerk.
Jerky Josh.
Maverick.
Here's Lindsay, though. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hey,
you. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm taking my kid to gymnastics.
No, more kids crap. Lindsay.
You parents.
What are you doing that doesn't involve the kids?
Well, I mean, that's only for like an hour.
Okay, then what else? What else are you doing?
Honestly, I don't really have a whole lot to do.
Nothing, huh?
Maybe paint, hang out with my kid.
Kids.
What are you painting?
Oh, are you painting a picture or are you painting the walls?
Are you painting your children?
No, I'm painting a picture for my dad.
Okay, describe it.
It's just kind of a scenery. It's
Is it Bob Ross style?
Oh, God, no. I wish I could.
No happy trees?
It's like a fall tree.
A fall tree?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this what he wanted?
He asked for it. He kind of gave me a picture on what he wanted, and yeah.
Are you pretty good at painting, or is this like, are you winging it?
I for a long time. My parents say I do pretty good. And
you should do a paint by numbers.
I actually have one of my dog, and I lasted for like 10 minutes doing it.
What's your medium? Oils, watercolors, acrylics? What do you do?
I like not watercolors. I like acrylics and oil paints.
Good I used to you. Paint with oils. I did the Bob Ross style. I got all of his books. I got all of his paints.
He did his hair like Bob Ross.
Just like it. And I was pretty good, actually. My mom still has a couple of them hanging up in the house.
I got to say, my partner here, Jeremy, he's a terrific artist.
I like the artsy
He's a great
stuff,
artist.
So.
Yeah. You should see his work. Yeah.
I do want to see a little call out. I called maybe like a month ago about Crocs, and I sent you guys some.
We were just talking about you.
Wait. Hold on. This is the Lindsay who sent us the Crocs?
Yeah.
We got them yesterday.
We just got them yesterday, and I was telling Jeremy I need her information so I can send her a thank you card.
Yeah.
That's wild that you just called.
I wanted to let you guys know.
Yeah, I got your message yesterday. So
I came back up here to the radio station yesterday afternoon at like 4 o'clock, and the box was sitting out by the elevator, and I just happened to see it. I was like, dang, if I hadn't wandered by, somebody could have picked this box up and run off.
Yeah. I had them on this morning. I was walking around in them.
So
you were rocking them.
I was rocking the Croc.
Tell you thank you, but what I'm going to do is put you on hold, and I want you to give Josh your correct spelling of your name, all that stuff, and then your mailing address, please, okay?
Yeah, of course. I can definitely do that.
You're the best, Lindsay. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you again.
You too. I love you guys.
We love you back. Hold on. Full name and mailing. Josh, can you get our mailing address and everything? Thank you, buddy. That's wild that she called today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay, Brittany, tell me you're doing something this weekend that doesn't involve children.
A little bit of children, but I have a date night tonight with my husband, and I'm going to get my hair done right now. I'm on the way.
Wait a minute. Good. Are we on a speakerphone or Bluetooth?
It's a little
you?
Hard to hear you.
Can you get on your regular phone for us?
How's that?
Better.
It's a lot better.
So where are you going? Where are you going out for your date night?
We are going to go to a local watering hole here in Parker.
In Parker, you said?
We're going to go out and have some drinks and listen to some music.
Are we back on the speakerphone again?
Brittany, what is wrong with your phone?
Sorry, hang on.
Yeah,
we'll wait.
Just get off of that and just get on your regular phone.
Yeah, plenty of time while you're on hold, you know?
I don't know how to work this damn thing. I got it.
Okay. Okay, so, now let's go back to the beginning. What's the name of the watering hole? Did you say in Parker?
In Parker, yes. We're going to Tailgate.
Okay, yeah, I've been to Tailgate a bunch.
Good.
Yeah.
They changed it all up, though.
And the vibe.
Used to be more of a dive.
Is there a special occasion, or is it just for a fun date night?
No, it's just because, you know, I've got three special needs kids, and a girl's got to get out.
Girl's got
to
get out. Good for you.
Yep, you need
you know, here's what I think I'll say about Tailgate. It's a great place. All right, I'm giving it a plug. Great place. But I will say they're really proud of all their stuff on the menu, if you know what I mean.
Yes, they
are. Not the cheapest place to go to,
I
got to
look them up.
Yeah.
That's too far for me to drive. But
let me tell you, if you go for brunch and you get their blueberry pancake breakfast shot, it'll change your life.
Blueberry pancake breakfast shot.
Shot.
Mm. Yes. Wow. Oh, my gosh. It is so good.
Now I might have to make the drive out there.
That's great.
I'm saying.
That sounds tasty.
Well, that's fun that you guys get a little date night out. I'm really happy that you're doing that.
It's very important.
Good for you. You going to go like, think you'll go parking afterwards?
Yeah, go make out in your car.
Go parking.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. When's the last time you went parking? High school?
It was my kids' volleyball tournament. So we were banging in the back of my Suburban.
My God, Brittany!
If the Suburbans are rocking,
Brittany, watch your language.
Yeah, I said, don't come knocking. And the kids were like,
wasn't expecting.
Were the
that.
Kids in the car?
Oh. No, but we told them afterwards just to make them uncomfortable.
No, okay, okay.
Right. So they were in there playing volleyball, and you guys were smooching.
God, I couldn't believe that language,
like
Brittany.
It was a whole day of like
tournament. Yeah. Volleyball. Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I've been to friends.
It's a long day.
I have been to friends' kids' volleyball tournaments, and my eyes roll
They're
back
terrible.
In my head.
Yeah,
yes.
So you need to take a break and blow off some steam.
Exactly. And it was at night, so nobody could see the thing rocking.
Exactly.
Yeah. Windows all fogged up in there.
You know what? I'm going to say good for you. My favorite call of the day so
call
far.
Call of the day, Britt.
Call of the day. Yeah.
And we all have a visual right now. Everybody
sure
driving a Suburban right now is like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
You got to make use of all that extra room.
Hey, you know, put that third seat down, that third row, and have at it.
Yeah, you got room for days back there,
the
man.
The Suburbosaurus,
Oh, my God. Okay, well, listen, I want to thank you for the call of the day. We hope you have a terrific weekend, and thank you for making our day, okay?
Oh, absolutely. You guys too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
I don't know if I should have dumped that or not. I didn't.
Nah,
I just let it go out over the air.
Fairly tame.
Oh, my God. Caitlin, you weren't expecting that either, were you?
No, I don't think I can top it. No.
What kind of car do you drive?
Speaking of topping it.
A Mazda CX-5.
Yeah,
that's too small.
No, it's not that small.
It's like a mini SUV,
It's like a midsize.
Well, I'm a mini person, so.
There you go.
You could pull it off.
That's fantastic. I think our general manager must have heard that call a few moments ago.
He came wandering in.
He's come down to say that we just lost our license. But hold on just a second, Caitlin, okay? Did you hear that call, Dave Fleck?
I did not hear the call.
Oh, okay.
Good. Well, nothing happened. Don't worry
about it. I was going to hit the dump button, and then I went ahead and let it go out over the airwaves, and you might get calls on it.
Slightly naughty.
Well, I can handle that. But what I did hear was that there were donuts.
Donuts.
Donuts right there.
Dan Feldman brought those.
I'm an easy target.
The Amazon dude. So
get you somebody.
Yeah, help yourself.
Anniversaries, you know.
Everything.
Great stuff. So thanks.
Yeah. We love our boss, Dave Fleck. Enjoy.
Sprinkle guy, too.
Caitlin, what are your big plans this weekend?
Oh, boy. Well, I have a girlfriend who had her baby at 25 weeks, and we are getting to celebrate the little guy.
Wow.
By having a baby shower.
Hey, there you go.
How
That's
many weeks
nice.
Was Lila? Do you remember?
Dude,
she was
don't
like
ask
three
me.
Or four
I
months preemie or something.
Nicole could tell you. I don't remember. But yeah, she was something like that. She was preemie.
My goodness.
Yeah, well, congratulations that the baby's healthy and doing well. Yeah, they can do miracles in those NICUs, you know?
That's the truth.
Absolutely. And they
those are some
the most deserving people.
Those are very unsung heroes. You know what? We need to applaud them right now.
Very
those
much
people. Because
so.
Look at Lila. She was born at 6 months. Is that right?
I believe it was something like that. I don't remember.
And, you know, that's a scary time.
The skin was, you know, almost translucent. You know,
and now she's like 8 years old.
You'd never know.
Yeah, she's like.
You never know.
Perfect.
My wife wants to, one of these days when the kids are out of the house and we've got extra free time, she wants to be one of those baby cuddlers that comes into the NICU and actually like cuddles with some of the babies.
Oh, that's sweet.
Because they need skin-to-skin time.
And that's
sweet. She wants to do that eventually.
Oh, so. I hope she does.
It's kind of a neat thing.
She would be a good person for that. Your wife has a good heart. She lives with you. She's got to have a good
heart.
She
has good skin-to-skin.
So what are you and your friend going to go do?
Oh, we're going to the baby shower. Actually, my husband, we're going to have his parents watch our, we have two boys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to watch the boys, and so we might pop into the baby shower and then go parking.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, what? I don't know. But Sunday, we will probably visit him. He is a firefighter and a paramedic, so we'll probably visit Daddy at the station.
Oh, that's fun, too.
That's great. Good. Nice weekend.
Is the station where he's working out, or do they have a fire pole?
He is actually a rover, so he doesn't have a pit station. But many of them, yes, they do. They do actually have poles.
Well, some do, some don't. Yeah.
Whee!
When I did a ride-along many years ago with Denver Fire, I can't remember which station, but what sold me is that they said, Dom, we have a pole. You can slide down the pole.
He's like, I'm in.
I did it, man. I must have gone down that pole like 8 times.
And they all waited at the bottom, and they caught him. Yay, they
shot me
up
with
the
fire
air.
Extinguisher as I came down.
Whee!
What do you do for a living, Caitlin?
Oh, well, I am a domestic engineer.
Okay.
It's the hardest job ever.
Yeah, good for you.
Absolutely it is, but it's rewarding as well.
What's for dinner tonight?
My husband likes to try out his recipes before he goes to the firehouse, so.
Oh, so he's
making,
he's going to, like, you're going to be a guinea pig for him.
What's he trying out tonight?
Yes.
She doesn't know.
Well, probably something keto. I'm trying this keto thing. This baby weight is just not leaving.
Yeah.
So. Keto combined with intermittent fasting is what I recommend personally, so.
Yeah, well, that's hard, because when I have a free moment, I like to fill it with eating.
Well,
don't we all, though?
I know, but
we have cake down in our kitchen that we've been eyeing.
Yeah, and we got donuts today, too.
They're sitting right here.
I have been super good for the last couple of months, but I tell you, since I came back to Denver, I have been horrible.
He's been eating nonstop.
Oh, my God.
Well,
so what happens when you travel? You know,
treadmill.
Yeah. You know, we could have a treadmill in here in the studio.
We really could.
Listen, Caitlin, you have been a joy to talk to. We hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you as well.
See you later.
So much. And then holding for 16 minutes, 8 seconds, it's Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
You're probably saying, why do I got to be last? Can't you put me first?
It's all right.
Well, thank you for holding and sticking around.
Yeah. What are you doing this weekend?
Problem.
What are the big plans?
Probably take care of laundry, cleaning the house, the fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's catch-up days, right?
Mm.
Exactly.
Yeah. What are you binge-watching these days? You don't know what it's called? You're watching it, but you don't know what it's called because I've been there before.
You watched Yellowstone yet?
No, I haven't really gotten into that. No.
I didn't either. I thought it was overrated.
No, it's not at all. It's really good.
I recommend the one I've been telling people about is on Apple TV. It's called Slow Horses. That's the one.
Okay.
My sister-in-law suggested Mind Hunters.
Yeah, I have seen the first, I think there's 2 seasons, I think.
Is that a zombie thing?
Is that the FBI one?
Oh.
I think so.
Yeah. It's good. If I'm thinking of the right one, hold on. Let me
2017 Crime, 2 seasons.
Yeah.
It's on the Netflix.
Okay.
Do that one.
Yeah.
That looks nice.
Yeah. I recommend it.
Or Yellowstone.
Okay.
Depends. If you like hot, sexy cowboys, then you should probably watch Yellowstone.
Hey, that's why I'm in Colorado, right?
Hot, sexy cowboys.
Yeah.
Did you go to the stock show?
No, I haven't been there.
There was a lot of hot, sexy cowboys there.
Mm-hmm. I caught my
wife a couple times eyeing them.
And some that were hideous. I mean,
a lot of hideous cowboys.
It's, it's a little bit of both.
You kind
of
wanted the bull to hit them, you know?
They look like they've been stomped by a bull a few times.
It might help them out. What do you do for a living?
I am a homemaker. I'm actually going back to school to finish up to be a teacher in a daycare or preschool.
Oh, well, good for you.
That'll be nice.
When are you going to go back to school? When does that start?
I'm already in. I've been in for 2 weeks now, so I'm treating myself, going down to Boulder, do some shopping, treat myself for 2 hard weeks.
What are you going to buy?
I'm going to go over to ARC thrift shop.
Yeah.
Maybe hit Kohl's and the dollar store.
Okay.
All right. It's a pretty big day then.
Living it up, aren't you?
Right on. Treat yourself.
Exactly.
All right. You got anything you want to ask us? We've been asking all the questions. You good?
No, this is actually my first time calling, and I finally got through, and it's pretty nice talking to you guys.
How was it? Did we treat you gently?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you as well.
Terrific.
Nice talking to you guys, too.
Have a fun weekend, Sharon.
Bye.
Yes, thank you.
Bye now.
I love our listeners.